Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. You know, if you've been with us, then you've been hearing Derek Prince talk about our need for cleansing, washing by the blood of Jesus, our need to be made new. Yesterday, Derek taught powerfully out of the life of David and about how David's sin did horrible things, adultery and murder. But then he asked God to do four things. First, cleanse him. Second, David saw that he needed to be acquitted or have the record of his sin expunged. Third, he saw that he needed to be recreated. He cried out, "Create in me, O God, a clean heart." And then he saw that he needed to have reconciliation, he needed to be restored, needed to be reconnected to God. This is what's happening. I got to tell you, I sense that there's some really powerful ministry happening as people are listening to this truth, because all of us have made messes. We need to be cleansed. We need to be restored. In fact, before our show is over today, we're going to be hearing from a woman by the name of Emily Hirsch, who has a powerful story of deliverance along the very lines that we're talking about right now. So let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about a new beginning.
I've illustrated this theme from the experience of King David, as he himself recorded it in Psalm 51. Confronted with the truth about himself, David saw his need of four things. The first was washing, cleansing. He felt himself defiled, and he had no means to cleanse himself. The second was acquittal, or the expunging of the record. He felt somehow that in eternity this record of his terrible sin was going to be perpetuated unless God would graciously expunge it. Third, he saw his need to be recreated. He cried out, "Create in me, O God, a clean heart." He saw that no act of his own could do, but oh, that it had to be something that God could do by his own unique creative power and ability. Fourth, he saw his need of reconciliation. He saw that he'd been a rebel all through his life, and that as a rebel he had to somehow come to peace with God. Yesterday I explained how, through the new covenant in Christ, God made provision for these first two needs, that is, the need of cleansing and the need of acquittal. Today, we'll see how God has also made provision for the two remaining needs, that is, the need of recreation and the need of reconciliation. First, we'll look at God's provision for recreation, for creating us anew. And this comes as by faith, through a supernatural experience made possible by the Holy Spirit, we follow Jesus Christ through his death and into resurrection. And as we come through death and resurrection, we come into a new spiritual realm, the realm of the new order, the new creation. And in that realm, we too ourselves become a new creation in Christ. This is how the Apostle Peter speaks about it in 1 Peter chapter 1, Verses 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. So God, in his mercy, has brought us into a new birth through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We pass with Jesus through death into resurrection. And in that realm beyond death and resurrection, we find an inheritance that Peter says can never perish, spoil, or fade. And bear in mind, we ourselves become like that inheritance. We can never perish. We can never be corrupted. There's no end of the life. It's a totally new, eternal life in Christ, a new creation. And it's through our identity with Jesus Christ, our identification with Jesus Christ in his death, his burial, his resurrection. That's the gateway into this new world, this new order. There's no other door. There's no other entrance. It's Christ crucified and Christ resurrected. Paul explains this in similar terms in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Speaking about Jesus, he says, he is the head of the body, the church. That's the church is his body. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy or the first place. So Jesus is the beginning of this new creation. He's the firstborn from among the dead. When he was resurrected, he entered into this new creation. He became the head over the new creation. And he's the head of his body. And it's described as a birth. And here's a very beautiful and vivid and simple analogy. In a natural birth of a baby, in the normal order, the head emerges first and the body follows the head. And so in this birth into the new order, the new creation, the head, Jesus Christ, was the firstborn. He emerged first into this new order. And then we who by faith have become identified with him as his body, we follow him as the body follows the head in a natural birth.
Do you remember when you were baptized? Do you remember when you went down into the waters and you came up again? You know, that wasn't about just getting wet. It was about following Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. It was about you saying, I'm going to follow him into that total death and that total resurrection and power. Well, that's what allows us to be freed from our sins. As we follow Jesus, we follow him into newness of life. There's so much more to come. As Derek Prince, Legacy Radio continues.
What can a dog teach you about the Christian life? The surprising answer is quite a bit. In his CD teaching, Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life, Derek Prince explains how that Hebrew name, Caleb, literally means a dog. And he reveals some canine characteristics found in the biblical figure, Caleb, that positioned him to be used mightily by God. With it, you'll discover how to experience the flavor, victory, and blessing Caleb enjoyed for yourself. Call now to order your own copy of this insightful CD for only $6.95. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. There's never been a greater need for teaching like his. Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, enjoying with you, I hope, this powerful teaching by Derek Prince on a new beginning. Now, Derek is about to talk about something that's so valuable for us. When we sin, when we blow it, the greatest damage is to our sense of intimacy and connection to God. And when that's blown, that's when the devil begins to mess with us and the guilt and all that pain begins to make us feel isolated from God. But Jesus has made a provision. Let's listen as Derek teaches us about being reconciled to God through repentance and forgiveness.
So we who are identified with Jesus Christ as his body follow him in this spiritual rebirth into the new creation, the new order. So this is the gateway. The gate was opened by Jesus through his death and through his resurrection. And we can pass out of the old order, the corrupt order, the order where things have gone wrong, the order where sin prevails, the order where there's defilement and disappointment and frustration. We can pass out of that order into a new order, have a totally new beginning, make a totally new start, an order that's undefiled, that's pure, that's incorruptible, that's eternal. But it's only by one route. There's only one way into it. That way is through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have to experience an identification with him, both in death and in resurrection. And as through faith on our part, and through the supernatural operation of the Holy Spirit on God's part, we come into this experience, then we find, as Paul has said, if any person is in Christ, he's a new creation, not the old historical Christ that we read about, but the eternal Christ, without beginning of days or end of life. Identification with him, revelation of him through the Holy Spirit, brings us into this new creation. We come now to the fourth great need that David saw and recorded in that cry for God's mercy, which is Psalm 51, the need for reconciliation. David saw that he'd been a rebel all his life, a rebel from birth and even from conception, and that as a rebel he had to be reconciled with God. Something had to be done about that rebellious nature. And provision for this also was made by the death of Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, Paul says this to people who've become Christians. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Notice it was not merely in their behavior that they were enemies, but even in their minds, their mental attitude was one of rebellion. Then Paul continues, but now he, God, has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Notice it's through the death of the body of Christ, through his death, that God reconciles us to himself. You see, Christ identified himself with that rebel. Christ willingly, as the last Adam, took the place, was identified with the rebellion and the rebellious nature of every child of Adam. In Romans chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, Paul speaks about our identification with Jesus in his death in these terms. Romans 6, 5 and 6. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. So we see there that by a mystery of God, our old self was crucified. That rebel in every one of us was crucified when Jesus was crucified, was put to death. And if we're identified with Jesus in his death, then we have the right to be identified with him also in his resurrection. And we pass out of death into life. We pass into a life where we've been set free from the condemnation, the guilt, and the slavery of sin. But it's only through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then we can go back to the words of Paul that we've already looked at in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and just read a little further to get a fuller picture. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Then Paul continues, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us this ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That's just what I'm doing right now. I'm imploring you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. You see, something wonderful happens when we're reconciled to God. When we enter into this new creation, we in turn become reconcilers. We begin to share God's concern and love for the rebellious men and women that are all around us. I describe Christians sometimes as reconciled reconcilers. First, we have to be reconciled with God through the death of Christ. Then, in turn, we become reconcilers, ambassadors of God, seeking to bring this reconciliation to others. I always question the validity of a person's conversion and new birth if it doesn't give him a concern for the reconciliation of his fellow men and women to God.
You know, I have to remind you of that scripture that Derek just read. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now God has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight. You know, when we sin, there's an alienation that happens. But God has provided for our sin, and if we'll repent and follow Jesus in the death and the resurrection and power, we can be reconciled to God. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Salvation. What does this familiar word really mean? The forgiveness of sins? The ticket to heaven? As wonderful as these definitions are, there is much more to salvation than most believers know. Now, in a powerful little booklet entitled Complete Salvation, Derek Prince reveals how the work Jesus did on the cross made a way for all to experience a great, glorious, and complete salvation. In it, you'll discover what salvation truly is and show you the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its benefits, both now and for eternity. To order your copy, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here in this final segment of our Thursday show. And with me in the studio today is David Holland, one of my dear friends, one of the producers of this show, and a man who also often brings us fascinating stories from what's happening in your lives, the lives of the listeners. Dave, great to have you with us.
Hey, Stephen. Thanks for inviting me back. It's my pleasure today to introduce you to a woman named Emily, who has really an astonishing story. Emily is a person who found herself in a very dark place. Abandoned, depressed, considering suicide, and then she got a new beginning. Let's listen.
It was a very low point in my life. My husband went in and out of alcoholism and abusive behavior toward his family, and in the end, ultimate abandonment and rejection of us as a family. So it was painfully difficult. The Lord shared with me that there was a key, and it was called deliverance, and I didn't really know what that meant. And a woman came up to me in the grocery store, and she said to me, what the Lord has told you recently is true, and you need to believe him. After that, then there was a couple in my church who had been involved with Derek, and had many of his books and tapes, and they were carrying on a deliverance ministry out of their home. And so they took me under their wing, and I began a series of discipleship with them involving Derek's books and tapes. The Lord had shared with me personally on my bedroom floor that I needed to be delivered of a spirit of fear. And so that did occur. And many, many other things were broken out of my life. And that was incredible to me because I'd been a saved, born-again, spirit-filled believer for as long as I could remember. But things that were hidden to me that came out of hiding. And that was through the deliverance ministry of Derek Prince and through this couple that prayed with me. I had been abused my childhood life in my home of origin, sexual abuse and the other types of abuses. Derek makes very clear in his teaching biblically what you must do in order to be delivered. And I'm able to help others, and my children are both serving God in ministry. It's an outflow of two young people saved and delivered themselves and teaching their families a path of deliverance, and the people that come into their lives to be ministered to, teaching deliverance to them as well. So the trickle-down effect has been incredible. God delivered me, and it was a process, and it hasn't stopped there. God's word is fresh every morning, and that's true in my life because I recently have experienced deliverance. I was on my way to an appointment, and I was involved in a huge traffic jam. And the Lord reminded me that I had a CD in my glove compartment from Derek that I hadn't listened to. It is Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life. as I listened to this tape, Lessons from a Dog's Life, I realized that there maybe was something here for me, and so I started praying, and the Lord brought a situation to my mind that seriously I had not thought of for probably 30 years, 25 to 30 years. And so I stopped the CD and I asked the Lord to deliver me from a curse that I had put myself under by something, a phrase that I had said that I had brought myself under a curse. And because of that, I had battled a certain thing in my life over and over and over again. And I didn't know why it was such a huge battle. But the Lord delivered me that day, and this was just this last summer. So here I am all these years later, and the Lord's word, which is new every morning, continues to come to me in one of the vehicles, is through the CD ministry of Derek. And I'm so thankful because I continue to become more whole in the Lord. And as the Word says, our path grows brighter and brighter until that day. I expect that I'll be reading and listening to Derek's teaching and preaching for the rest of my life. And that whatever area the Lord would like to use me in will be a blessing to me.
You know, Dave, two themes really touched me out of this story. One is the fact that Emily had no idea even what deliverance was, but the word was so clear, not just what Derek taught, but the teaching from Scripture was so clear that she could be powerfully delivered without even having a big beefy theology of deliverance, just having the simple steps he was teaching. And the other thing is, so clear are those steps, so clear was the word, that she was able to turn around and minister to still others with those truths she had learned.
Well, that's exactly right. I think a lot of believers don't feel like they're equipped to be able to make that kind of impact on someone's life. But here Emily was in an extremely dark place, and all people had to do was share some of Derek's materials with her. And it had a tremendous impact on her. And then Emily extends that same kind of ministry to others. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be an anointed minister. You just have to be willing to share the truth.
You know, that really is the issue. And it touches me, just the simplicity of it, that what God's looking for is our obedience. I think that we tend in our Western world to think that we have to understand everything first. And maybe that's why we don't see as much happening as in other cultures, where they think that obedience and action comes first, understanding, you know, comes alongside, but is not the primary thing.
Exactly. And there was a scripture that Emily made a sort of a vague reference to. She made a reference to the verse in Proverbs that says, "The path of the just is like the dawn. It grows brighter and brighter until the full day." And we're all works in progress. We're all in the middle of a process of getting toward that full day. And I was particularly impressed by the fact that she mentioned that later on in that process for her, Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life, the CD teaching by Derek, had such a profound impact on her. And it is a very unusual, very powerful teaching that goes right in line with what Derek's been talking about this week in terms of a new beginning and the transformative power that comes with being a true Jesus follower. As it so happens, that very teaching, Caleb, A Lessons from a Dog's Life, is our featured teaching on the program this week. And we would encourage anyone to listen in just a moment. They'll find out how to receive that if they want to order it, or they can go online and do the same thing.
So a lot of resources available for people who want to get set free.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Dave, great having you with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's insightful audio CD, Caleb, Lessons from a Dog's Life, for only $6.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to request your free copy of Derek's powerful little booklet, Complete Salvation. It's yours, free and postage paid, as our way of saying thank you for listening. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.